Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I've been sick for a week on my back. I don't remember ever being quite this ill. However, this is the end of a decade. And though I don't have the strength to really do justice to this message, the message nonetheless needs to be delivered. It's the end of the second decade of the 21st century. And let this be the last word of this decade and the first of the decade, which is coming. The last word delivered by three giants in the faith, by the Apostle Peter, by the Apostle Paul, and by the Apostle John. These sent ones of God give us their last word. Peter's last words found in the second epistle of Peter, the third chapter, the 18th verse, Peter says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." All that he had to write previously, here's how he concludes. Grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. We were 8 weeks in the book of Ephesians, that those key verses of the second chapter, the 8th and 9th verses, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, and it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Same word wherein it says, to him be glory. There's good boasting and bad boasting. Man, bad boasting. To the Lord, good boasting. Peter says, grow in grace. What does the Apostle Paul say? His last words are recorded in the second epistle of Timothy, 4th chapter, 22nd verse. Paul's last words to God's people, to the church, to the people who belong to the Lord. Paul's words, the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. The one responsible for writing 2/3 of the New Testament gives us his last thought. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace, unmerited favor. An act of God. Of God. Unmerited favor. Be with you. Amen. Then there's John, who outlived all the other apostles. To the best we could tell, died a natural death. But he died alone. He didn't die alone. God was with him. You're not alone. God is with you because Jesus said, I shall be with you always. The Father tells us in Numbers, I shall never leave you or forsake you. It's repeated in the letter to the Hebrews. I shall never leave you nor forsake you. Of all that the Book of Revelation has to say, of all that John has to say in his most wonderful gospel, in his 3 short epistles, in his prophetic description of end times, his last word is, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And we have taught now for years and years that this word, amen, it's the most transliterated word in any language. I don't care where you go. I don't care who you speak to, on what continent, the word amen in every language is amen. Now, you know, there might be slight twists. One might say amen, another might say amen, another might say amen. It's amen. And it's a faith word, folks. In that 22nd verse of the 3rd chapter of Romans, it says, let's go to the 21st verse. It says, and we're talking the gospel here, we're talking the good news, we're talking the power of God unto salvation, the power of the gospel unto salvation. But now, something new, now, a righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even a righteousness of God which is by the faith of, by the amen of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all the ones faithing. which is by the Amen, the no doubt of Jesus Christ. All three of these giants of the New Testament end grace. Amen, no doubt, as we end this decade and as we begin the new decade, we fathers, beneficiary recipients of God's grace, we shall grow in grace and have no doubt of God's grace to us words. And that's the God School for this decade. Amen.